Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 9th, 2025. One of the questions on the ballot this fall, one of the referendum questions, may change how we vote moving forward. For more information on both of the November ballot questions, we turn to the resident experts at the League of Women Voters.
Ann Luther here from the League of Women Voters. I just want to remind our listeners that Election Day this year is November 4th, and we do have two important ballot questions on the ballot. Maine voters will see question one, which is a citizen initiative involving many changes to our election laws. And question two is also a citizen initiative being commonly referred to as a red flag law. Question one has a lot of changes to election law. Some people are calling it the photo ID law, but it's got 28 separate provisions, only four of which have to do with photo ID. So it makes a lot of changes to election law, most of which will make it more difficult for some people to vote. We've been voting using absentee balloting, as somebody pointed out, since the Civil War. And we've had no excuse absentee voting since the late 90s. So we've been voting safely and securely with absentee ballots for quite a long time. This is part of a national trend. You know, we're not the only state where these measures have been introduced. Question one says, do you want to change Maine election laws to eliminate 2 days of absentee voting, prohibit requests for absentee ballots by phone or family members, and ongoing absentee voter status for seniors and people with disabilities, ban prepaid postage on absentee ballot return envelopes, limit the number of drop boxes, require voters to show certain photo ID before voting, and make other changes to our elections? That's question one. Question two reads, do you want to allow courts to temporarily prohibit a person from having dangerous weapons if law enforcement, family, or household members show that the person poses a significant danger of causing physical injury to themselves or others? This is commonly called the red flag law. Question two does not repeal our existing yellow flag law, but it adds a red flag option on top of that. So those two questions will be on your ballot this November. Absentee balloting began this week, so you can get an absentee ballot right now, and you can vote it in person, or you can get it through the mail and send it back in. But the absentee ballots are now available, and you can continue to vote by absentee ballot through Thursday before election. After that, you need a special excuse why you can't vote in person. You can still get an absentee ballot on the Friday, Monday, and Tuesday of the election, but you have to designate the particular excuse. So no excuse absentee voting through the Thursday before election day. You can register to vote up to and including on election day. If you're registering through the Motor Vehicle Department, you have until the week before the election, but you don't want to wait too long after that if you're voting through the BMV. But you can register to vote in person with your town clerk right up to and including on election day. We certainly want everybody to take advantage of the opportunity to express their views on these two very important citizen initiative laws. The Citizen's Guide to the Referendum Election is available from the Secretary of State's office now at the Secretary of State's website, and you can read up on the actual questions, read the pro and con arguments that have been provided by the proponents and opponents at that guide, and prepare yourself to cast your vote on November 4th.
And you have a democracy forum coming up. Do you want to mention that?
Oh, thank you for mentioning it. It's Democracy Forum, 4 o'clock on October 17th, where we'll be having a little bit longer conversation about these ballot questions, about how the citizen initiative process works in Maine, and what laws will change in Maine if these two new laws pass or fail to pass.
That was Ann Luther from the League of Women Voters Down East, lwvme.org. You can catch the Democracy Forum at 5 p.m. on the third Friday of each month here on WERU, and you can also find previous editions archived at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.